July, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another Hi-Li H2H recap. This is recap number 16 for the 2022 championship season here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being brought to listeners in part by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, Claro KC. But of course, today's show is being sponsored by WatchHighLie.com, Magic City High Lie, BetRivers.com, FantasyHighLie.com, ExquisiteCoffee.shop, and BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And today we have a quick recap for you here today. Rockin' Ray Haluska is on the line with me, and we're going to discuss the Hi-Li H2H Championship coming up here shortly, and we're also going to go over the scores that took place for Sunday, August 14, 2022 for H2H. And with that, stay tuned in right here, and we'll be right back.
Hi-Li H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Hi-Li H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Hi-Li H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and Fantasy Hi-Li check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's Hi-Li head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Hi-Li. They're logging on to FantasyHighLi.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighLi.com. For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there, and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more Hi-Li traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at blackstarfundllp.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Welcome back. And you're listening to the Highlight H2H Recap, recap number 16 for the 2022 championship season. And Rockin' Ray, how are you? How are things going? I knew you were a little under the weather, but you're back with us. It's great to have you back.
Very under the weather, and day 13 is in progress now, but we'll just keep plowing until I feel good enough to go back to work.
Okay.
And
all right.
About the last weekend of the month, so I can go and catch the opening Sunday, the resumption of the season.
Okay.
And, so that's still on the books, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Yeah. Well, we didn't have any fantasy highlight picks that we could choose for last week, so you know I'm going to head right into the scores for the H2H doubles for Sunday, August 14th. And we have five matches that were played. In the first match, we have Joseph and Gauthieri versus Williams and Manny. Joseph and Gauthieri take the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Robin and Benny versus Diaz and Douglas. Robin and Benny take the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Inaki and Ben versus Flores and Manu. Inaki and Ben take the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-0. In the fourth match, we have Ikeda and Aratz versus Carballo and Rock. Ikeda and Aratz take the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. And in the final match of the day, we have Jairo and Kubala versus Jedin and Nicholas. Jairo and Kubala take the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-1. And that's all we have for the scores. There was only one day's worth of matches for this past week. And so, yeah, let's just get into a little discussion about the championship series here coming up. You know, do you have any favorites among the Magic City squad or the amateurs that are going to be, you know, participating?
Remember, there's two divisions: Masters, which is for amateurs or pros over 50 that haven't played in 5 years, and then the professional tournament. I don't know what kind of practice they've been getting, but like a player like Gallo was kind of a lower tier player at Denya. I wonder how he's going to do in action at this event against guys that have been playing a lot. I guess I liked him a little better than Robin whenever the two of them were both playing, you know, side by side. And from the chat, there's a few guys I talked to that see if they can have a little bit of run in action at it. They kind of set up the brackets to favor some of the usual Magic City suspects. So we'll see if players and challengers can overcome that. But, I found those brackets on Pelota Press, and there were pictures of the boards, and they weren't reformatted into
the text and tough to read, but you know, I'm looking forward to a couple of days of that tournament. If I ever find what's on, I hope they're showing both divisions, but we're going to find out here in about an hour and a half. Kind of what I guess. Jairo and Orta are teaming up. I think I saw, they kind of gave them a nice bracket to work their way through. Yeah, they did limit this to U.S. citizens, so it can't be really considered world domination if you. Exclude the other 19 countries that play highlight at some degree, but that's a good filtering process for the U.S. and we can see how some our guys can do it. Hopefully, it's fun games to watch. We'll find out soon.
Definitely. I'm excited. I think there's going to be a lot of close matches. You know, just based on the way that. The players have been, the Magic City players have been playing lately. It looks like it's going to be a lot of close matches to me, as far as what I can tell. And then you have the amateurs that are coming in, and you know, it's always exciting to see the Masters division with their experience. It might be a little bit slower, but it's just as exciting. So, but yeah, I'm definitely excited. Definitely excited to see the new Battle Court 2 season coming up in September, and looking forward to it all, and looking forward to doing these recaps and the recap for the championship. That's pretty much all I have for today.
Well, I've got the Bettors Delights from Sunday, and there were some really great payoffs that I'm going to just run through here for.
Yeah.
Started in the first game. Jed and Juice in Tennessee finished 1-2-3. Post 8-1-4. Quinella $51. Exacta $82.80. Trifecta $833.80. That was a nice exciting start for some wagers. Second game, Jed in Tennessee, Cool Fitness. Trifecta 746, $641.40. Early daily double, 87, paid $28. Fourth game, early pick 3. Lucky Bettors got 3 of 3 right, 722 for $160.20. Fifth game, Juice and Joe Cherry seeing some double success finally. Anaki Ben, Angelic Arat, post 5-1-6, Quinella 1-5, 42-20, Exacta 5-1, $39, Trifecta 5-1-6, $467.60. Sixth game offered no highlights of note. Seventh game, this was the excitement. Hi-Fi jackpot finally hit 5 of 5 in a single ticket. I was rooting hard for anyone, but this person, yeah, I like to see the putt build up, but then you get more outside interest. Post 2-2-5-8-3 in games 3-7. Cleaned them out. $13,224.80.
Wow.
I'm not sure players get docked for any of that when they have to stock and write up their checks, but few weeks of betting accumulated there into a nice payday for somebody.
Wow, and that is crazy.
Zoom on Sunday, August 28th, the jackpot will be reset to zero.
Okay.
Actually, 2,000 minimum. Eighth in Douglas, win ticket, paid $17.20. Nicholas, place ticket, $22.60. And the late pick 3 paid 837 paid $346. The Mighty Ocho, 5 of 8, 872 to 5837, paid $29.20. Other than a couple trifectas and the high five, it's kind of a tame day of payoff. A lot of predictable wins, I guess. And maybe I was a little out of it in my watching, but I just wasn't as. I think the player, you could maybe sense the players were anticipating a break because the today's play wasn't even as intense as it usually is, at least to my eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's definitely exciting. That $13,000 payout, that is exciting. But the tough thing is, you know, it built up for so long and now it goes back to zero. So gonna have to build it up again.
I think that record on that is maybe 27,000. If you have a lot of, you know, favorites win, which kind of builds out in the lack of big trifecta payoffs and the other, and no upsets, then pots tend to get cleaned out. Have a better chance of cleaning out anyway.
All right. Well, hey, is there anything else you'd like to add for this recap?
I think we're good for now. And let's see if we can track down the U.S. championships and talk about that and other matters next week.
Okay.
And it'll be good to talk to you then.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. This has been recap number 16 for the 2022 championship season for Highlight H2H, and I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.